High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communication, Salem Grain and Barge, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, Dins Country Meats, and Armbruster Motor Company.
Hey, good evening, everybody, from the Rural Activity Center on the Fall City State Hard Campus. It's time for us to tip off our high school basketball season on KTNC and on the Nebraska side here. We've been off on State 101.3 in Missouri at the Mount State Invitational Tournament all week, so we kind of feel like we're in mid-season form here for this ball game already. Sagan Hart and Sterling tipping it off tonight in our girls' action on the D2 class here. 2-19, Fall City State Hart preseason, ranked number 1, while the Sterling Jets center coach Josh Pfeiffer coming in ranked number 4. Now, Sterling is ranked number 4. Now, they've got some injury problems. Last year, Ella Wiener, 5'7 senior on this squad this year, she tore up her knee for ACL late in the season. She will be back hopefully later this season, but she is not playing yet for the Sterling Jets. They also lost another player this summer to another knee injury, I believe. We were talking about Sierra Durant, because we were with Coach Piper a while ago. So the Jets have some players that will play a lot. In fact, at least one starter, if not two, that are not going to be able to play here, but still, they are ranked number 4 in the preseason. I see Wainer is out there pressed, but that she is not going to play, at least for a while. Sagan looks like they're healthy. All the way through, coming off a state volleyball championship, which they're going to honor the girls for here later tonight at halftime in the boys' game for their state volleyball championship earlier this fall. So that's where we're at, just girls and boys action. Sagan Hart and Stern, the traditional kickoff for both teams in basketball. We'll come back to give you a look at the starting lineups after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
I'm Ryan Larson, Administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
Dins Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dins Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dins Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years, with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dins Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property. And can also assist you with buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups tonight for the girls' game. For the visitors from Sterling, for Coach Josh Pfeiffer, he will go with 5'8" junior Macy Richardson, all-state caliber player here for the Sterling Jets, outstanding basketball player, softball player, track star. She can do it all. Elliot Lafferty is a 5'4" sophomore. She'll start tonight along with 5'9" senior Dakota Ludeman, her second year at Sterling, her senior year. She played her first year at Johnson County Central, and I I think that with her being in her second year with the other girl, I think they should be play well together this year, probably a little better than did last year if you added somebody new to the lineup. Lauren Harms is a 5'10" sophomore. She'll start the title on a 5'7" junior, Katie Bullock. So Macy Richardson, Ellie Lafferty, Dakota Ludeman, Lauren Harms, and Katie Bullock, your starting five tonight for the Sterling Jets. For the Irish tonight, Coach Luke Santa, he will go to the starting lineup. 5'10" senior, Rachel Magdan. 5'8" junior, Olivia Eichhoff. 5'4" senior, Lauren Lowe will be at the point tonight. Jessica Wurtenberger, a 5'7" junior. And 6' senior, Harrison Vonderschmidt. So the Irish go with Rachel Magdan, Olivia Eichhoff, Lauren Malone, Jessica Wurtenberger, and Harrison Vonderschmidt in the starting lineup tonight. Of course, we expect to see Laney Wood in there quite a bit, 5'6" junior. We'll be at some guard tonight. Emma Littrell, a 5'8" senior, will also be in there tonight. We expect along with 6' junior Macy Keller. Some of the girls we expect to play a lot tonight for the Irish as well and throughout this basketball season. When we looked at the numbers, we talked about Harrison Vonderschmidt, senior. She has a really, really good chance at setting school records this year. Career scoring, she's scored 1,161 points in her career. And she's just 242 from the school record of 1,408 set by Caitlin Wheeler. She is the sixth leading scorer in senior girls basketball. She also has an outstanding chance to set the career rebounding record as well. She sits sixth on that list as well with 629 career rebounds, 96 away from the career leader, 725, and those 725 rebounds for Sacred Heart. I didn't write down, but I'm pretty sure it's Julie Freshel who has that career rebounding record for the Irish, and it is Julie Freshel. Those 725 career rebounds, that holds that record for Sacred Heart. So, in addition, Vonderschmidt has all kinds of other possibilities. She is at number 8 in career blocks for the Irish. Career free throws made, she already holds that school record. She's made 238. That's 12 more than anybody else has made. And not far behind in third place is Rachel Magdan with 207, tied with Caitlin Wheeler for third place on the all-time list. Vonderschmidt's also third in career free throws attempted at 354. Right now, we'll take one more two-minute break to be back with a tip-off.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
Do you always dream about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also have nightmares? Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runs In Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we are back here. We are introducing the crowd on hand here, the starters, the crowd here tonight. And we are getting pretty full, say, hard side. There's room for a few more over there. There's room for a few here on the south side, the corner of east and west here, and the Rural Activity Center. I should say inside the Rural Activity Center, I guess. Finishing up the introductions. Sterling in the Road Maroon. Say hard, open up at home in the white uniform. So we are ready to go here. We invite you to let somebody know if they don't know the game's on the radio or it's on the World Wide Web, MSCSports.net, MSCSports.net. Click on that listen live button, and when it drops in, just click on KTNC. That's where this game will be found tonight. Harrison Varnishman steps into the center circle for the Irish, jumping it up in there against Warren Harm, the 5'10 sophomore. Say Hart going right to left as we start the game. The tip goes over to Olivia Eichhoff on the right side, pulls up on the elbow, gives the ball to Varnishman, cross court, goes to Wurtenberger, working her way in, under the bank, the basket too far, and the ball out of bounds, touch last by the Sterling Jets. Nobody controlled the rebound. So Wurtenberger will inbound it. Everybody moving for the Irish. Wurtenberger looking, gets it into Wanderschmidt. She goes into the paint with that left hand. It's up. It's 2-4. Harrison Wanderschmidt gets the Irish off to a 2-0 lead here, 20 seconds into our ball game. We come back the other way now with Sterling. Macy Richardson in the paint. Dishes off, up, and two hops on the rim, and it won't go for Lauren Harms. Rebound, and we have a foul on the rebound. It's going to be called here against the Jets, it looks like. Or they step out. No, they do have a foul. That's on Macy Richardson. Who? I'm not sure who they called that on, but it wasn't. It wasn't, I think, is it Macy Watershed? Macy Richardson with a foul for Sterling. They created a one higher new player down there at the scorer table on the PA tonight. And a pass inside Magdan. The assist going to Eichhoff. Rachel Magdan puts it up and in. Rachel has moved off the point guard spot this year at 5'10". They're moving her more down low this year. Get her and Varnishman in there and get some really some big size in there for the Irish on the inside in that paint area this year. Not that she won't still shoot the three, but they'll spend a little more time with her working that inside game. Out top of the basketball, Lafferty gives the ball up, and down the lane goes Dakota Lewin, and she'll draw a foul on Sacred Heart. Foul will be on Rachel Magdan, her first, team foul number one, and to the free throw line goes Dakota Lewin. 4-0, Sacred Heart here early on in the ball game. Free throw over the senior on the way up, and good, and we get a 4-1 ball game. Second one coming here. Ludeman ready, fired. It's up, it's off the back iron, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Eichhoff. Eichhoff with the rebound, with the ball. Out top, pass underneath to Varnishman. Harrison Varnishman on the left side with the left hand. You can't stop that. And it's 6-1 Sage Hart to assist for Olivia Eichhoff here early on in the ball game. On the right side of the ball now, Lafferty out to the top, Lewin for a three, it's on the back, no good, the rebound grabbed up by Magdans. Magdans will bring it up for the Irish, that'll make her very dangerous. I would be able to bring that ball up, have the rebound to Malone, dish left, Eichhoff from 15, no good, left side rebound, brought down by Sagan Hart, by Wurtenberger. She had it tipped away on the pass, now they go into her again. He turns and shoots. Then Varnishman that shot us 4-24, not 14. Foul on Lauren Harms. Her first, team foul number two. And Harrison Varnishman to the line. Shoot a pair. She's got four already. And rattled around, won't go. She'll get another one here. second one coming here. In for Sterling comes Danny Jansen, a 5'10 senior. Barnesman ready, fires, it's up, and switches that one home. Power score goes to 7-1. Sacred Heart with the lead now. 5:40 to go in the first period. Loop into the front court of the basketball. Into the middle of the free throw line. Hands it off to Richardson, and a steal by Madcam. Pushing up to the catcher from behind. Off to Olivia Eichhoff. She'll work it out top now. With the left hand, Eichhoff looking against the man-to-man defense. Now starts up, works left. Pulls up, leaves it back over to Magdan. Thought about a three, didn't do it, went into Varnerschmidt. Couldn't come up with the pass, off her hand, out of bounds, and it will be Sterling with the steal. Inside, Lubin up, blocked by Wurtenberger. Loose ball comes down to Harry Varnerschmidt. Up the floor, Malone to Eichhoff on the right elbow, holds the basketball, goes left, now drives right hand, up, off the glass, no. Got her own rebound, puts it up again, out, no good, got her own rebound, puts it up and got it. So Eichhoff with a couple of offensive rebounds and a bucket is now 9-1 Sacred Heart. 4:40 to go here in quarter number one on the right side of the ball, Katie Bolt for the first time. Dribbles lost and picked up by Eichhoff. Eichhoff across to Wurtenberger, letter too far. She saves it back to Malone. Left side, over to Magdan, fakes, drives the lane, floats it up, no. Rebound, Varnerschmidt, and the putback is good. She's got 7, and it's 11-1 Sacred Heart. We're back after this 30-second timeout on KTN City.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
11-1, the Irish lead here, and we played in less than 4 minutes of this first quarter night at Row Activity Center in Sacred Heart. The Irish have 7 points for Harrison Varnerschmidt and a couple of buckets for Eichhoff and Magdan. Just one free throw for Dakota Lubin so far for Sterling. That means the Irish defense is playing pretty well because Sterling has got some firepower on offense with Richardson and Lubin able to fill it up. And they're going to have to get them going to get back in this thing here, down early on by 10. Inbound to the ball for the Jets will be Katie Bolt, the 5'7 junior. She'll bring the ball in, and Dakota Lubin will work it up the floor through the midcourt circle against the Irish. Let's see what they're doing. They zoned up here a little bit. Yeah, I think they are. Underneath to the left, no good by Bolt, and a rebound brought down by Eichhoff. Eichhoff up the floor, quickly left side, Wurtenberger for three, up in and out, no good. Rebound brought down there by Sacred Heart into the game. He would have checked in during the timeout. Inside Magdan, posted up on the right side, goes across the lane with the left hand, up and good. So Delaney Witt with a rebound and an assist for the Irish. Richardson from way out top, up, no good, the rebound to Varnerschmidt, the outlet. Head up the floor with Magdan's left hander waits to Varnerschmidt a little behind her. She makes a nice grab. Down the lane she goes, up and in. She's got 9, and the Irish are 14 here in a hurry. To the front on the left side, Richardson for 3. Got it. Nothing but nothing for Richardson. The 5-8 junior. 15-4, and the ball comes into Varnerschmidt against the pressure. She'll give the ball to Delaney Witt. Working the ball to the right side of the corner. Still going, guarded by Katie Bull all the way up the floor. They lost her. Now she gets the ball off to Wurtenberger. She'll drive the lane, throws it up, lost it, got it back, and pushed the ball up and draws a foul on the Jets. Oh, that's 2 already on Macy Richardson. That's not good news for Sterling. If you get 2 fouls this quickly into the ballgame. You don't replace her. That would be just, it doesn't matter who the Irish bring in for Varnerschmidt. They're not going to replace her if she gets in foul trouble. Same thing with Macy Richardson for the Jets. Wurtenberger free throw won't go. So the Jets bring back in Lauren Harms and also Ellie Lafferty in there We've got Grayson Darbo in the ballgame also for the first time. Free throw is good by Wartenberger, and it's 16-4, Sacred Heart. Quickly then away we go with the basketball. Darbo hands it off for Lafferty on the left side, out for three, Ludeman up, no good. Rebound went ahead, she goes Wartenberger all the way to the hole, up, let go, the draw is fouled. So Delaney Witt gets the rebound, pushes the ball up the floor, and Wartenberger knows where to go to basketball. She'll be at the line to shoot two more. Foul on Grayson Darbo, her first team foul number four on the Jets here in quarter number one. 2:34 to go, it's 16-4. The Irish have the lead. Spurs free throw up, and no good. Didn't you get another one? Maybe she shot first, I didn't see it. Sorry. 16-4. Now, one of the made passes, she missed two. It was one for three, four at the line now for Wartenberger. All right, the ball is up out of bounds. It belongs to the Jets. They come up the floor. Up top, and a pass knocked away by Barnes. Straight control by Fulk. Gives the ball back. Two-pointer by Harms. No good. Rebound to Ludeman. Ludeman gets it out of there. Now allowed by Fulk for three. No good. Rebound grabbed up by Emma Luttrell, who checked in on that last break, along with Lauren Malone. And Malone airmails one up the floor. Two tall for Wartenberger, out of bounds it goes. So the Irish have Witt, Luttrell, Malone, Wartenberger, and Vonnerschmidt in the ballgame. Checking out will be Ludeman, replaced by Macy Richie. Comes back in with two fouls here early on. Junior brings up the floor on the right side. Katie Fulk, Junior, drives in, fake the three, off the glass, no good, but a whistle, a foul on Sacred Heart. Foul on Delaney Witt, her first, team foul number two on the Irish. Katie Fulk, shoot a pair. Sacred Heart, Elliot Icon, 2 points, a steal, two assists, and four rebounds here in the first quarter. That's pretty good first 5 minutes. And now she re-enters the game. Wartenberger and Vonnerschmidt check out. Eichhoff and Magdans back in for Sacred Heart. Free throw up. And front end, no good. Rebound Eichhoff again. That's her fifth rebound already here in the first quarter. Fires it underneath. Luttrell couldn't keep a hold of it. And the ball goes out of bounds. That was right to her hands. And she could have drop-stepped and dropped it right in the hole that time. It couldn't hang on to it. It was a bullet pass. Here we come the other way. Still 16-4. Say, oh, we've been kind of stuck on this score for a little bit now. Take the ball to the right side. Bullet for three in the right elbow. Her right wing, no good. Rebound to Lauren Malone. The senior will work it up the floor. Playing for the first time without a knee brace. Here's a three-pointer from the corner. No good by Witt. Rebound Luttrell kicks it back out to Malone. Now she'll give it to Witt. Witt driving the right side. Back to Malone. Left side all alone. Magdans from the elbow. Three ball in and out. No good. And the rebound is wrapped up. And here we come. Darbo with the rebound. Give it to Richardson. Driving in. Forces her way in. Hit the side of the backcourt. Malone with the rebound for the Irish. And she'll bring it up the floor now for Sacred Heart. Malone with it. With the basketball, off to Eichhoff, back to Magdans. Three-pointer, top of the circle, off the mark, no good. Rebound, two Sterling Jets fighting over it. It ends up in the hands of Darbo, and she'll give it to Richardson with 34 seconds to go in the quarter. 16-4, Sacred Heart with the lead. Up the floor on a drive, and dropping the basketball is Lafferty, and a held ball is called. That will go to the Irish on the alternating possession. Wartenberger and Vonnerschmidt check back in for the Irish. Sitting down will be Malone, and also sitting down will be Anna Luttrell. So pressure defense here, 25 seconds to go. Bring it in. Wartenberger in the backcourt. She'll work it up for us. St. Art's got a whole bunch of players that can work the dribble this year. Now Witt. She's back in her midcourt circle, 12 on the clock, 11 over Wartenberger again. Now 9, still out top, around one defender, pulls up, dumps it underneath to Witt, and she was on the end line out of bounds, it will go to the Jets with 4 seconds to go in the quarter. And Delaney's got a shoe that came untied. Mag Dance comes out with her one foul. Back in comes Luttrell quickly here. Well, Coach Luke Sound says, go up there and get him. They're rolling the ball up. They let her roll past midcourt. Now picked up Lewin. For Richardson, pulls up at the free throw line and the lane. Not short, no good. And the Jets just can't buy a basket. 16-4 after one quarter. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Get all your holiday shopping done and earn money for your school with an F&M Bank School Spirit debit card. Every time you make a purchase with a Tiger or Irish debit card, F&M Bank donates money to the local school. Come on in to F&M Bank and get your Tiger or Irish debit card for free with a new or existing checking account. Happy holidays.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what course is transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
16-4, State Hart after one. Here are our girls game. Number one ranked State Hart in preseason. Number four ranked Sterling Jets in the preseason. Both playing their first game of the season. Now what? Work on something here at the scores table. Now, got everybody in that's supposed to be in, okay. They had Malone, but she wasn't checked in, so went back to the ball game for the Irish Rookie. Second quarter. Bring it in to Dakota Ludeman, the senior for the Jets, off to Macy Richards. They play catch out top. Top of the key, Dakota holds on to it, looks off the right side now to Katie Pearl. Katie drives the ball to the right side, gives the ball up there, and Dakota Ludeman to the right side, lane, back out. State Hart zoned up here, a little 1-2-2 with Rachel Magdan to the top of that active zone. Richardson for three, very good left for second basketball. And it's 16-7, now here comes 4-4 pressure by the Jets. So Delaney Witt in the backcourt, Wartenberger throws it forward to Varnerschmidt. Witt to the front court, takes the ball, and the Irish will set the offense against the man-to-man. A pick out top by Vonderschmidt. Witt went around it and caught the back of an arm. For trouble, Elliot Lafferty called for the foul. Her first team foul number five. 7:13 to go in the first. And bounce pass. Wartenberger tried to get it in there for Eichhoff. Ball knocked loose out of bounds by the Jets. So now it will be Wartenberger to lob it in. Trying to get it to Varnerschmidt. Nice play defensively by Lauren Harms to knock it loose. Here comes Richardson, spins into the paint, works her way past the defender. No good on the roll, and it's Varnerschmidt with a rebound. Outlet. Witt to pull up and fire the triple. Got it. Left side of the circle for Delaney Witt. And it's now 19-7, Sagar. To the front, once again, Ludeman to her teammate, Macy Richardson, right side, pull for three, block shot by Witt. Witt with the block, and here come the Irish quickly to Witt, driving the left side, shot is blocked, falling down and grabbing the rebound will be Lafferty. She and Witt help each other up off the deck, they give it back, and it's pulled for three from the top, no good, and that ends with a rebound. Magdans will bring it up the floor. Buff by Ludeman. No whistle there. Off to Eichhoff on the right side. Olivia Eichhoff with the left-hand dribble guarded by Richardson. Throws it inside to Magdans. Too strong off the glass. No good. Lafferty the rebound and on a run the other way. Around one defender all the way in. Vonderschmidt took a swipe at it. Jason Garble again, also checking in, will be Danny Jansen, who is up and good for Laverty. Danny Jansen is a 5'10" senior. Warren Lowe in for the Irish and plays with. Sitting down will be Arms and Bullock for Sterling. Free throw on the way up, and no good. Rebound grabbed up by Rachel Magdance. Ahead of the floor, up to Malone, driving in, goes up. Off bounce, lost it, rebound, and a putback for Olivia Hycock. She is having a good all-around game. That's 4 points, 6 rebounds already for the 5'8" junior. Through the front, we go Lumen with it. Then Richardson thought about it, didn't fire the ball on that time. Between the circles, she has it back right side, Lumen. Lumen going to fire it up, and no. Rebound falls down to Vonderschmidt. Harry out of there to Malone, and ahead to Eichel. Nobody walks her. She's going to drive to the hole, puts it up, and can't get her to go. Rebound, Magdans. She puts it up, no good, but draws a foul. So Rachel Magdans will go to the line. The foul will be called on Grace and Adorbo, her second. Team foul number 6. The Irish have been called 3 times, and there's a timeout on the floor with 5:11 to go in the second quarter. The Irish up 21-8. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
5 minutes, 11 seconds to go here in quarter number 2 tonight at the Rural Activity Center in Falls City. Rachel Magdan's out the line to shoot a pair for the Irish. She has 4 points in the ball game so far for the 5'10 senior. Up, and she got that one to rattle around and roll down. Round and round it went before it fell in the hole. 22-8, the Irish up by 14 here. Second up, no good. Rebound to Kurt Ludeman. So here comes the Jets with it ahead, up the floor, and in the paint. Good off the power for Barbaro. Barbaro makes it 22-10. The Irish has a 12-point lead now. Up the front court, Lauren Malone against the man-to-man defense. Lob it inside. Catch by Vonderschmidt, missed a short rebound, Eichhoff. Olivia right in front, not no, got it again with the right hand, up and good. So two more rebounds for Eichhoff. She's got 8 in the game to go with 6 points. Ahead, Lewin hands it off to Richardson, spins into the lane, now leans to the right, fires, no, rebound, saved by Malone. Vonderschmidt touched it, Malone saves it in, and it comes up the floor with Lauren Malone. Along to the front court of the basketball, bounce inside to Rachel Magdan, who lays it off the glass for 2, the assist, to go to Lauren Malone. 26-10, Shay Hart, Macy Richardson, top, working right, jump stop, throws it off the glass on the right side, up and good. 8 for Macy, it is now 26-12, Shay Hart will lead. Here's a pass inside from Mortenberger to Vonderschmidt, and they say it will be Sierra Ball. Emma Lynch runs the ball game for the Irish, now plays to Mortenberger. Sierra lines up everybody in the corner of the lane here. Back in Katie Pearl for the Jets, bring in the Lynch on the left side baseline. Eichhoff. Eichhoff, free throw and jumper is up, and she gets that one to go. Eichhoff with 8 points. 6 and a quarter is out, 28-12, Sega Hart. On the right side now, Katie Boyle with it, baseline back out, Richardson loads, fires, and off the mark. Bonner throws the rebound and hands it off to Malone. Malone up the floor quickly on the left side. Everybody back deep, Esley, good job there. Left side. Magdans into Vonderschmidt, up short, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Lauren Arms. arms up the floor to go to Lubin. She has not scored a field goal yet. Inside from Lubin, shot up, no good by the Jets, put up there by Horns. Malone throws it over the top, and it's off, shipped out of bounds by the Jets on the far end on the baseline. Barnerstrand Malone will sit down. Delaney Witt checks in, and Macy Keller, 6 foot junior, into the game for the first time for the Irons, with 2:54 to go in the half. Inside Magdan, roll for the right hand, no. Keller, the rebound, no. Rebound Keller, puts it up again, no, but she got fouled. So Macy comes in, grabs two quick rebounds, and will go to the free throw line for her trouble. Fouls on Katie Bolt, her first, team foul number 7. We'll be in the bonus the rest of this first half. Keller gets ready. The junior sets, fires, and got her to go. Hit three sides of the rim, and it went in. 2:46 left in the first half. It's a 17-point Irish advantage. Keller ready, fires up, and short, no good. Rebound grab by Arms. Arms up the floor to Ludeman, down in the corner, long two-point, and good by Lafferty. And her right foot on the line. Magdan's bringing it in, and it's tipped away out of bounds by Luna away from her. So now it will be Magdan's, a true right in front of her bench, backcourt. So he went 2.5 to play in the half. To the front with the basketball now. Witt works it up, kicks it left side, to Magdan's, inside to Emma Littrell, and Emma's fouled on the shot. And we'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul on Katie Bolt, her second. And Emma Littrell at the line. Shooting a pair here for the 5'8 senior. Sets, fires, short, no good. She'll get another one here. Second free throw coming here for the Irish senior. Stepped in last year and played a lot of basketball for the Irish. Free throw up, off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Ludeman, took away from her teammate there. And here come the Jets to the front court, down 15. Ahead, Richardson with the basketball out of the left corner. Two-point up and good by Lauren Horn. 29-16. In the backcourt now with the basketball, it's going to be Eichhoff. Eichhoff with it. Double team stepped on the line. Richardson and Lou have to double up in the backcourt on her, and she steps out of bounds. Here come Wurtenberger and Barnerstrand back in. Sitting down will be, let's see, Macy Keller and Emma Littrell. So, Sagan Hart back on defense here. Ludwig over to Richardson. 13-point Irish advantage on the right side. Bolt with it. Now gives it to Richardson. Sneaks between defenders. Off the glass. No. Eichhoff with the rebound. Lost it. Got it back. And now up the floor quickly. The ball tipped off by the Jets. Good hustle by Katie Bolt. Tipped it over to the coach, but he was out of bounds. Not sure Coach Pfeiffer's eligible to play anyway in this game. I think he's got about a year too much age on him. Inside to Bonnerschmidt. She got pushed, but she made the catch. Foul on Lauren Arms, her second. Team foul number 9. And Harrison Bonnerschmidt to the line for the 1-1. Aaron did not score here in the second quarter. She had 9 in the first quarter tonight. Just checking back in will be Danny Jensen for the Jets. Free throw on the way up. High arcing shot, no good. Richardson had it, lost the rebound. Magdan, and there's nobody underneath the basket except Rachel Magdan. She lays it up and in, and she's got 9. Lead back up to 15 for the Irish with a minute 15 to go in the half. Quickly up the floor, Ludeman with it, directing traffic off to Richardson. Open. Wurtenberger jumps out because they can't get the open 3. Ludeman, double team, and now defender falls away, and out, no good. Rebound to the Jets through Ren Lafferty. And she will be fouled on the shot by Delaney Witt. Delaney picks up her second. team found number 4 on the Irish, and Glenn had half of them off the bench. Lafferty at the line, shooting 2 here. She's 1 for 2 and now 2 for 3. Half the line has 4 points in the ballgame. Lauren Malone in for Delaney Witt here with 57 seconds to go in the half. Second free throw. And off the back, no good. Long rebound. Lewin runs it down. Fires cross court. Lafferty for a long 3 on the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Vonderschmidt. Harry's got 6 boards here in the ball game. Magdan has got 5 and 9 for Eichhoff. The Irish, you might say, are owning the boards here. Foul will be called on Lafferty, and she bumps into Malone. Team foul number 10, so Lauren Malone is going to go to the line and shoot 2 free throws here. The Jets will bring back Ingrace and Baldo. Free throw up and good. Malone with 1 more to go here. Lead is 15. Second one coming up for the Irish senior is up, and it is good. She got a move. And a lead of 16 for the Irish. 38 seconds to go. Richardson driving to the right. Passes underneath, and it's off the hands of Key Bolt down there. Out of bounds. It'll be Cigar basketball. 32 and a half seconds to go in quarter number 2. Bring it into Olivia Eichhoff, the junior in the backcourt double team. Fires it ahead. Up to Malone. 3-on-2. Bounce pass in. Vonderschmidt in traffic. Got bumped. No good on the shot, no foul call, and the rebound to the Jets. Lewin up the floor with 16, will fire from 15, short, no good. Rebound, Vonderschmidt tips it back to Malone. Ahead to Woodenberger, and a run out of the other end, up, and in it is good. Jets with her first field goal of the night. And now get it in. Richardson for 3 at the buzzer, no good. And Sacred Heart has their biggest lead of the ball game. At halftime, it is now Sacred Heart 35 and the Sterling Jets 17. Jets played much better the second quarter. They had a 4-point hole at the end of one quarter. Now that lead is up to 18 for the Irish. 35-17, Sacred Heart. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back and give you a look at the score in the first half after this 2-minute timeout on TTNC.
Marmon City Supply. We take good care of you. Family owned with the best friends in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection. Yes, we do. Your country farm superstore. We've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family. Yes, it's true. Farm and City Supply. We take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Nothing really ever stays the same. Things get better or they get worse. Things grow or they get smaller. Communities are no exception. The life of a community is determined by the activities of the people who live there. What we do today will decide the future. Shop locally whenever you can. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Fall City, and Stella.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
DJ Kirtasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn, or West of Witt in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is proud to be providing orthopedic and sports medicine services with their new clinic, Ortho Midwest, with Dr. Adam Streit. Dr. Streit and his professional staff are available to see patients in their Falls City clinic for consultations and surgeries. Ortho Midwest is conveniently located at Community Medical Center. To get you on the road to recovery, call Ortho Midwest at 402-245-6510. Working together to achieve your best. Community Medical Center in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to take a look at the story at halftime in our ballgame, brought to you by Arbiter Motor Company of Falls City since 1951. More than you expect for more than you, less than you imagine. It's Arbiter Motor Company, your Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. For the Sterling Jets in the first half night, Neil Jurgensen scored 8 points, a couple of threes and a two. We have 4 points for Elliot Lafferty. Grayson Dalbo has two, one for Dakota Ludovic. 2 points for Lauren Arms. And they are 3 of 7 at the free throw line. 3 for 7 at the line. Led by Macy Richardson with 8 points in the first half. 2 fouls apiece on Richardson, Dalbo, Lafferty, Arms, and Bolt for the Jets. For the Irish in the first half, the scoring pretty well balanced out. Rachel Magdans with 9, Harrison Vondersfeld with 9, Ethan Lloyd Icon. We had 3 in the first half for Jessica Wurtzberger, 3 for Delaney Witt, and we have 1 in the first half for Casey Clark for St. Mark. They are just 6 of 15 at the free throw line in the first half of tonight's ballgame. St. Mark lead at 35-17, the 18-point lead is their biggest in the ballgame so far. Halftime scoring is wrapped up, brought to you by Arbiter Motor Company in Falls City. So I do a pre-owned vehicle with certified technicians and a full-service body shop. 35-17, the Blue Man Girls game. We'll have the boys game coming up later tonight between the Irish and the Jets. Right now, we'll sit back. We'll hear from our sponsors. Don't forget to thank them for high school basketball. If you enjoy the broadcast, we'll check in with the weather forecast back here in just a few minutes on KTNC's second half action.
Like a fairy wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Lynn's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Lynn's meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Lynn's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's on the extra mile.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
This is your Good Time Oldie Station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards. We have a low-pressure system moving through our area, which will bring down our temperatures going into Saturday. We'll have the cold front sweep through with a specific northwest-originating system. As we go into Sunday, we'll see a slight warm-up due to a small ridge of high pressure moving through. But as we go into Monday, we're going to start to see a significant cold front pass through, and we'll even have chances for rain and snow on Tuesday due to this low-pressure system. Your forecast for this evening is mostly clear with a low at 32. As we go into the weekend, we'll see sunny skies on Saturday with a high of 51. Tuesday will be partly sunny with a high of 59. West winds at 10 to 15, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Looking into early next work week, we'll see mostly sunny skies on Monday with a high of 37. And Tuesday, we'll see snow showers in the morning, then a mix of rain and snow in the afternoon as we warm up to a high of 38 for the day. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC, currently 47.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
Do you always dream about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also have nightmares? Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Ready to go here in the second half. St. Harmon girls up 35-17, the top-ranked Irish number one preseason team. Starting ranked number four in D2. We told you before the game, they've got a couple of their players that are trying to fight their way back from some knee injuries. So they're going to get better as the year goes on. They start getting players back, I'm sure. Right now, that's a bit of a challenge with those players, at least one starter and another key contributor out of the ball game at this point. So the Irish lead it handily. It will be, let's see, Sailor Mazda next start in the third quarter as well. Malone, Wurtenberger, Eichhoff, Mag, Gans, and Varnerschmidt for the Irish starting five in the ball game. The Jets will go with their starting five, I believe, here. Maisie Richardson, Elliot Lafferty, Dakota Ludwig, Lauren Harms, and Keeney Bullock. Shayhart ball at midcourt, ready to go. Wurtenberger will go backcourt to Malone. She'll work it up the floor against the man-to-man defense. Takes the ball forward to Magdan, just inside the three-point line, dribbles right. Out to Eichhoff from 16, swish to the right side. Eichhoff, first player no figure, has 10 points in the ball game. To the front, Dakota Ludeman. Richardson posting up, kick it out to the right side for three, up, good. And Katie Bolt with her first point of the ball game. 37-20, St. Hart by 17 now. Malone to the front court, hands the ball off to Eichhoff on the right side. She dribbles to the left hand to the left side, stops, looks. Inside Magdan, back again, it's up, it's down, and she is fouled. We'll have a chance at a bonus 3-point play. The foul on Ellie Lafferty for her team foul number one. Magdan's now with the 11 in the ballgame, and she'll have a chance for center to 3-point play. Senior sets, fire, switch. Now a 20-point lead, the biggest lead of the ball game for Sacred Heart. Macy Richardson coming up the floor. Off to Ludeman, left side. The Coach Piper up, giving directions. Ludeman down to the corner, three ball up, and no good on the hop by Bull. Rebound comes comes out of there, gets Eichhoff on the run. She grabs the board, backs up with the right hand now. Moving from the right side to the left side. On the lane, stops, and gives it back to Bonnerschmidt, top of the circle. She'll dribble down, fire it up, no good from 10 feet. Rebound shifts. Ludeman and Richardson both had a hand on the basketball, and the ball slips away from them. Out of bounds on the baseline. It will belong to the Irish underneath their own bucket. All right, Wurtenberger will inbound for City Hunt. Bounce pass in to Eichhoff. She and Richardson go down on the floor, and a loose ball is picked up by Harms. Harms ahead to Bull. Stop, wanted to fire for three, and Malone jumped down on her, got that stop. Ludeman with it. Back to Richardson. Richardson floats it up from the right side, up, no good. Rebound, Bonnerschmidt had it, lost it. And we got a reach-in foul on the on Magdans, her second team foul, number one and a half. 40-20, inbounding, Sterling from the baseline. Lobbing out to Richardson, should go to the corner, Bull. Bull back to Richardson. Holds it, goes back cross-court. Ludeman to Richardson, try to give it a go, a steal by Wurtenberger. And Wurtenberger all the way up, and trying to get a hike off, but couldn't get a clean catch. And we're headed the other way, Sterling ball, Ludeman. Brewer trying to do the right hand up, off the glass, would not go, and the Magdans will tip it out of there to Eichhoff, ahead to Malone on the right elbow. Bounce pass into Bonnerschmidt, tipped away out of there by Lauren Harms. So it will be Irish basketball again on the baseline. Inbounding will be Wurtenberger, Magdans on the right side, Malone out top. Down the right side on the wing. Inside over the top. It will be Magdans with a bounce pass across the lane to Vonderschmidt. The assist to Magdans, and now it is 11 points for Harrison Vonderschmidt. 42-20, the biggest lead of the ball game for the Irish. To the front court now. The basketball, a dribble on a drive, and a block shot by Vonderschmidt, put up there by Bolt. Outlet ahead, it's going to be Eichhoff, missed it, got it back, shoots on the left side, and up and good. So, Olivia Eichhoff, now 11 rebounds and 12 points in the ball game. Off the floor with a 24-point deficit, Dakota Ludeman. Bounce pass inside to Harms. She fires it up, no good, rebound to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger ahead to Eichhoff on the right side, directing traffic, looks to Bonnerschmidt, upside the right block, underneath to Magdans, and she got fouled. She tried to put it up one-handed in the lane. Foul on Katie Bull will be her third of the ball game and the second foul of the half on the Jets. Rachel Magdans with 11, making 12 points in the ball game, looking for points 13 and 14 here, the first one up and good. 12 for Magdans, 11 for Vonnerschmidt, 12 more for Eichhoff in the game. Olivia checks out, replaced the lineup now by Delaney Wick. Second free throw coming, and swish again for Rachel Magdans. It's now 46-20, 26-point advantage for the Irish. So the ball comes in. Ludeman and Richardson talking about it as they come up the floor. Ludeman leaves it back for Richardson. She goes down the right side from the inside out. Off the glass with a kiss is up and good. She's got 10 points now. It's 46-22. Come the other way, trying to get it into Emma Lipscher, the Wurtenberger. They can't connect to the ball without bounds. Inbounded by Grayson Dalbo, who checked in on that last break. Now off the floor comes Ludeman. Ifos with the basketball now to Danny Jensen. Back out to Richardson. Off the mark for three. Lafferty, I believe, touched the last. Yes, she did. And the ball goes out of bounds. Saved her hard ball. Halfway through quarter number three, the Irish got by 24. Wurtenberger will bring it up for Sacred Heart. Left side to the front. Tipped away by Richardson. Wurtenberger recovers. Coming up the right side, turns into the lane, off the glass, no good, but a whistle and a foul. And that foul will be called on Lafferty. Ella just picked up her fourth foul. Team foul number three. So Jessica Wurtenberger of the line, 1-for-4 in the ball game, and now 2-for-5. She knocks that one down. She's got 4 points. Lafferty out. Katie Bolt back in now for the Jets. Bonnerstrand out for the Irish. Macy Keller in the ball game. Second free throw, Wurtenberger on the way, no good. She was lights out of the line last year, as I recall, for the Irish. Struggling night a little bit. Three ball, Ludeman hit the side of the backboard, literal the rebound. Give it to Malone. Lauren will bring it up the floor for Sacred Heart. Curling up from the left, put it around the top of the defense, and her pass deflected out of bounds by Richardson. It will be Irish basketball right in front of their own bench. Wurtenberger, ready, gets the ball from the official, looking, comes in, out top, to Witt, Delaney holds it back to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger around the right side, now to Malone, Lauren, dribbles, moves left, they switch off on her defensively, now she's to the free throw line to Keller. Keller to Wurtenberger. Jessica looking, drives all the way to the hole, it's up, around the flat iron, will go. Rebound, Littrell, second try, got it. And Littrell with the first two of the night, and the Irish are up now 49-22. Steal by Wurtenberger on the side, stay in bounds all the way, left side, left hand, up and good. Wurtenberger now with 6 in the game, and the lead is now 29 points. Timeout by the Jets, and we're back in 30 seconds on TVNC.
While you're shopping for that perfect Christmas gift online, fraudsters are shopping for your personal information and debit card number. To keep your information and money safe, SNS Bank offers an identity theft protection program, Cyber Scout, and fraud monitoring services. F&M Bank will keep you protected during this holiday season.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
City Hart rolling along 51-22 over the Sterling Jets here right now. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC 1230 AM and 107.1 FM. 51-22, 2:46 to go here in quarter number three tonight. It will be Sacred Heart ball. No, excuse me. Look at the wrong enders. It could be Sterling ball, I'm sorry. Sterling basketball. And the ball comes in to Dakota Ludeman. She and Richie again chatting as they come up the floor. Out of the front court, Ludeman hands off to Richardson. Got a nice little pick for it. Macy into the lane, kicks out right side, three ball. She's got 6 of the ball game, all up here in the third quarter, a couple of long ones. Malone to the front with 2:21 to go. It's 51-25. The Irish by 26. Out top, head of the game is Gentry Lechtenberg. The freshman can't hit it. The other way we go, Ludeman in traffic. A lot of contact, forced it up, no good. Rebound brought down by Keller. And here come the Irish to the front. Lauren Malone with it. Move the ball to the right lane and up, down, and a foul as she scooped that thing up from the hip. Foul will go on Danny Jensen, her first, team foul number 4. Malone with the foul. Lauren now has 4, may make it 5 as she completes the 3-point play. And the Irish back up to a 29-point advantage. Richardson in the front. Right side, 3 ball up and down to the right side. Wing by Grayson Bravo. Look at the Jets come into a night and they can heat up that outside. They're going to break a scoreboard because they can shoot it pretty well. Out top of the basketball, Witt, right side and alone. In the...
State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the arcs are up by 30 now as they come down lower and lower in a three-pointer. We got unplugged. And then a two-pointer by Delaney Witt puts the arcs up there. The shot up, no good by Darbo. Rebound by Lickle. Now she'll give it up and to the front court. We kill the basketball to Gentry Lechtenberg. He's got a 5'8 freshman in there now. With the basketball driving in, another freshman, left hand up, no good by Sadie Tizzle. Tizzle, a 5'6 freshman. So, Coach Luke Sano using a lot of fire here, up by 30. 5.5 seconds to go here in quarter number three. Richardson will inbound the basketball for the Jets. And up the floor, here comes Luden. She'll go all the way to the hole, off the glass, and up, it's good, her first field goal tonight. And after three, it's sitting on 58, and the Jets are 30. We're back in 1 minute on TTNC.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pop and superstore.
Farman City Supply, Route 73 Highway in Falls City.
Nothing really ever stays the same. Things get better or they get worse. Things grow or they get smaller. Communities are no exception. The life of a community is determined by the activities of the people who live there. What we do today will decide the future. Shop locally whenever you can. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Falls City, and Stella.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
58-30, St. Harold, the lead here over the Sterling Jack Girls with a quarter to go. St. Harold will put the starting lineup out on the floor to start quarter number four. Rachel Magdan, Olivia Eichhoff, Lauren Malone, Jessica Wurtenberger, and Harrison Vonderschmidt. Dyer gets the ball to start the fourth quarter. For the Jets, Lauren Harms, Macy Richardson. Also in there will be Dakota Ludeman. Gotta get the band stands off the floor here before we can start. Okay, there we go. Katie Bolt's in there. Also in is Lauren Harms for the Jets. And Allie Lafferty. She's back in there for a foul. Get the ball out top. Vonderschmidt drives down the left side of the lane. Skips it up with the left hand. Foul, and the foul will be on Lauren Harms, her third of the ball game. Team foul number five, and Vonderschmidt will line to shoot a pair. She's got 11 in the ball game tonight. And the free throw up, and out, no good. She's 1-for-4 at the free throw line. That is unusual for her. Harry Sutz fires a lefty up and bangs that one home. Gives her a dozen and is now 59-30. Say Hart by 29. Up the floor. It's going to be down, knocked away by Magdans to Malone. Magdans takes the ball to Malone and up the floor is Eichhoff on the left side of the court. Trapped over there. The ball knocked away out of bounds off the hand of Grayson Dalbo. Her layup is good. She's got a line here. A Ludovic with her second. And now head magnet inside to Vonderschmidt, and she got fouled, I believe, by Richardson. Macy, nope, 24. Lauren Harms again. Macy was standing there, but they say Harms for the foul, that's her fourth. So Harry Vonderschmidt back to the line. It's up. It's good. Should get another one here. Into the ball game comes Danny Jensen for the Jets in place of Harms. 7-5 to go in the ball game. The boys' game come up next here tonight. Free throw up and in and out. No good. Rebound to Jensen. Off of there to Richardson. Top of the key. Leave it for Ludeman. Backs up over to Richardson. Swing left side there for Dalbell. Double team. Swinging ball down in the corner again to Ludeman. Thought about it, didn't. Ball fake, gives the ball back to Richardson. She didn't shoot that one. She was pretty open beyond the line. And now over around the right side with it to Katie Bolt. Bolt back in on Lauren Malone. And she throws it over there to Nate Russell. He wouldn't have made that shot. He was too far out of the range, I'm sure of it. So, free throw coming here. A steal. Turnover. Wow, it's been a long week of basketball already. Here we go, Irish basketball off the board. Wurtenberger to Olivia Eichhoff in the circle. Now off to Magdan. And we got a blocking foul setting the pick on Olivia Eichhoff. Her first foul of the ballgame, team foul number 2.5 on the Irish. 60-32, the Irish lead up the floor. Ludeman to Richardson. Macy holds it. Back on the left side to Ludeman. Fakes, drives in the paint. Oh, rejected out of there by Vonderschmidt. Off the floor. Here comes Wurtenberger as she forces her way into the basket. She draws a foul on the Jets here. Foul will go on Dakota Ludeman. Her first foul of the ball game. And team foul number 7. The Irish are in the bonus the rest of the ball game. Shooting 2 here. It's up. It's good. 7 for Jessica Wurtenberger in the ball game. She'll have another one coming here. It's up. It's good. She got them both. 62-32. 30-point advantage for Sacred Heart. Richardson, top of the key. To Ludeman on the left wing. Up and good. No good from 10 feet. Off on double down. Magdan's the rebound. Brings it up herself this time. On the left side, the bounce pass in. She had the right idea, but went wide on the pass to Vonderschmidt, out of bounds. On the baseline, it is Jet basketball. Jets coming up the floor with it. Ludeman, well, the crowd is quiet here with this 30-point lead for the Irish. Inside, back out to Richardson for 3. Parries it after a third run of all. Got 13 points. Sagan Art up 62-35. Wurtenberger, the front, looks over the coaching staff. Here is Olivia Eichhoff on the right elbow. Over the top to Magdan. Catches, shoots, scores, and fouled. Foul on Macy Richardson will be her third. Magdan with a basket. Has 16 points. Looking for 17 here. Luke Sandel, I think, wants a timeout if she makes it, and she got it. And Coach gets the timeout. 30 steps, a full timeout. The Irish lead by 30. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
DJ Kertasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or west of Witt in Fall City. The local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
5 minutes, 10 seconds left of the ball game. Sagan Art up 65-35, and Coach Luke Santa took that timeout. He didn't pull all of his starters except 2, 3, 4, 5, 1. What's that? Maybe 2. Wartenberger is going to stay in, and Lauren Malone will stay in. Delaney Witt comes in, Macy Keller, and Emma Littrell for the Irish. So, Sterling comes out of their huddle. And it'll be Jeff Basketball, Ludeman, jogs down the floor, grabs it, and gets into Richard, right back to Dakota Ludeman. And right now, the Jets don't seem to have a lot of life, down 30 points here. Come up the floor, Richardson, exploded by a defender, throws it across the lane, and two-pointer, and Richardson hurt herself coming down. Two-pointer is good there for Danny Jansen. And come down, Richardson jumped in the air, threw the pass, and landed wrong. And she's looking for the coach at her left leg, trying to work on that left ankle. Off the floor, here comes Lauren Malone off the left side to Wartenberger. Inside to Carroll, she's got the defender on her back, and then another one comes over to help. No good on the shot, rebound, Littrell can't get it. Emma with the other rebound, taken down, and off the floor comes Ludeman. Ludeman with it for the Jets. Swinging around now, Ellie Lafferty back in there with the four fouls. And the ball will be out of bounds, tipped away by the Irish out of bounds. Jet basketball. Ludeman brings up the Lafferty. Left side with it for Daldo. She'll fire a triple. Miss it short. Rebound brought down to the Jets, taken away by Keller. She'll give the ball to Wartenberger at the 4:10 mark of the fourth quarter. Ahead to Malone, bounce pass to Keller down the lane. She took about four steps, and the official standing right there said that's too many. The Jets bring into the game Lauren Harms again in place now of Jansen. Wartenberger out, replaced by Gentry Lechtenberg, a 5'8 freshman. So coming up the floor will be Dakota Luton with the basketball. Got a young Irish fan walking into the gym, and he a little too far on the floor. The referee said, I think we better stop this. And the Jets will inbound again on the sideline. So off the floor comes the Jets. Lafferty with it. Off the left side, she gets the ball away there for Dalbo. Dalbo will hand the ball back again. And now Lafferty out of the right side, trying to set up for three as Bull. Ludeman has against the Irish zone here. A long three ball up, no good by Dalbo. Scramble for the loose ball rebound. Ludeman, Littrell, and Lafferty all down there scrambling for the loose ball. Held ball will go to Sue with the Jets this time. So inbound for the baseline. Lafferty out top, tipped and stolen away by Lauren Malone. She'll throw it up the floor. Delaney Witt runs out the other end, too strong off the glass. Ludeman the rebound. Ludeman pushing the ball up the floor, and all the way in she goes and draws a foul on the Irish. 65-37, Sagan with the lead. Foul on Macy Keller will be her first. That's team foul number 3.5 on the Irish. For Ludeman at the line, 1-for-2 tonight, has 5 points, and this one rattles out. No good, she'll have another one. Lauren Malone will check out now, replaced by Sadie Tisdall, a 5'6 freshman for the Irish. Safe now to write down the scoring for the Irish starters in the game, I'm sure. Free throw for Dakota Ludeman, up and good. 3:23 to play. The Irish up 65-38. Here comes Delaney Witt to the front. Put around a defender and lost the handle on the ball. Picked up there by Lechtenberg. And a timeout called by the Irish saving the possession with 3:14 to go. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on KTNC.
I'm Ryan Larson, Administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics. for allowing us to help get you well and help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
65-38, Sagar leading with 3:14 to go. Our girls' varsity action here tonight on KTNC. Inbounding the ball will be Lechtenberg, taken into Keller from Witt, and a foul will be called, and Lauren Harms just fouled out. I'm sure she did because she has a very guilty look on her face. So Lauren comes out, fouls out with 2 points on tonight. To the game again comes Danny Jensen. And this is 1-1 for Macy Keller. She's looking for 2 at the line tonight. She gets set, fires up, and in and out. No good. Rebound Jensen. And her pass stolen away by the Irish. Lechtenberg goes in, can't get it with the left hand, and the rebound of the Jets. They head up the floor the other way. In the corner for 3, and a switch for 3 more. She's got 9 in the ball game. It's 65-41. Witt up the floor, working with the right side to the left side. Now spins back the other way. Stops, looks, hands the ball off there to Sadie Tizzle, who's in the game. And the Jets went to the steal, came up empty. It will be Lechtenberg with it. She'll give it up to Witt. The Irish runner weave out top here with 2.5 to go. Witt went down the left side of the lane and forced it up and somehow got the ball off of the Jet player's hand. Out of bounds. Littrell will sit down for the Irish now. Into the game comes Layla Frederick. 5'6" sophomore checks in. Bring it into Witt. She'll fire for 3 in and out. No good. Rebound Lechtenberg. Had it stolen away and then a held foul call. And that will belong to the Irish. They'll stay on the Sagar end here. Ready. Inbounding is going to be C. Thistle. Gets it into Keller. She drives down the left side with a dribble. Puts it up. It's good. And a foul will be called. Keller with her first field goal has 3 points. Foul on Ellie Lafferty. And Ellie fouls out with 4 points with 2:19 to go. The second Jet be disqualified on fouls here. Witt will check out for the Irish now with 5 points. She's replaced in the lineup here by Ellie Falk, a 5'6 sophomore. Keller's free throw on the way up, and no good. Rebound grabbed up and on the move. Grayson Dalbo with it. Dalbo up the floor, pulls up, 3 ball in and out, won't go. Rebound by Chloe Waters, who just checked in. Ball goes inside. We've got a push foul, yes we do, on the Jets. That's going to be on Dalbo, her third. Again, they'll walk down to the other end and shoot 2 free throws as the Jets are over the limit here. Jesse Lechtenberg at the line. Gentry, excuse me, it's up, it's good. I'm going to shoot 2 anyway. So she gets the first, that's her first varsity point of her career. Here comes Jocelyn Oberdeen, a 5'7 freshman, into the ballgame. So, once again, let's see, Keller's out for the Irish now. Free throw up, off the mark, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Sigurd Frederick. And she's going to give it to Lechtenberg. She's going to fire in and out, no good. Then went in and fouled the Jet rebounder. Lechtenberg picks up the foul, her first, team foul number 4, the second half on Sagar, with a minute 58 left in the ball game. 68-41, Sagar with a lead. To the front court, up the floor, now a drive into the paint, fired off the glass, is going to be Dalbo, but she gets fouled, and will go to the line to shoot 2. Foul will be called on Sadie Tizzle, her first. Team foul number 5 of the half. Free throw up, and no. One more color here for Grace and Adobo. And let's see. Free throw, no good. Rebound to the Jets. They've got it. They hand it off, drive it in, lose the ball and get it back, reversing, and a foul. Well, again, good. Grace and Adobo to the free throw line. Second foul will be called on. Can't be her. 14, okay, that's at 14. It will be Gentry Lechtenberg with the foul. Her second free throw up and good. We're dragging this thing out about as long as we can here. Dakota Lubin will check out of the ball game with 6 points tonight. Macy Richardson went out earlier with 13 for the Jets. Free throw up and no good. Stay tuned. We'll give you a scoring wrap up after the ball game on this girls' game. Lane violation against the Irish here. So we'll do it again on that second free throw. It's due over for Dalbo. Up, no good. Long rebound. The race is on. Well, Steve Simon with the rebound for the Irish. We'll add one of his career total from a long time ago. And the Irish get the basketball inbounding. Sadie Tisdall bringing it up the floor of the basketball. It will be Lechtenberg. Turns the corner. Lost the handle on it. Saves it. And a hell of a ball. Four goes the Jets here. 1:28 to go. So inbounding now will be Grayson Dalbo. 68-42, Sayhart. We'll start the clock. There you go. Up the floor, tipped away by Sadie Tisdall out of bounds. And the Jets keep possession of it over on the far sideline. They're going towards the west basket here. Three-pointer on the way up, off the rim, no good by Dalbo. And a long rebound, gets all the way up to Pearl. Should give it up, but a three-pointer, no good by Chloe Waters. And the rebound comes down to Sadie Tisdall. No, it was not Tisdall, that was over to Tisdall. Off the floor, kick out to the right wing for three, good by Judy Bullock. And double figures with a dozen, all on three-pointers here tonight. 68-45 the score. Lechtenberg to the front, dribbles around, and the ball tipped out of bounds by Katie Bullock with 44 seconds to go. Inbounding for the Irish will be Ellie Falk. Lechtenberg with it. The Irish would love to just dribble it out here. And again, Bolt knocks the ball out of bounds. Not going to quit. Keep trying. Just make a steal. Get a pass to the other end. Bring it into Lechtenberg again. Started now again by Bolt. And around a pick and down the lane. Nobody there. Defensively, and a layup good for Lechtenberg. Her first field goal. She's got 3 points now. 70-45, Sadie Hart. Out for Bull for three. Off the mark, no good. The rebound is grabbed by Lilith Frederick. Up the floor, Lechtenberg at the midcourt stripe with 10 seconds to go. Bending off as she drills. She finds that opening down the middle again. Up, missed it. Rebound, putback is no good. But a second try up and good. For Sagar freshman, John Wood Overgame. Final score, Ball City, Sagar 72, and the Sterling Jets 45. We'll wrap it up after this 1 minute timeout on KTNC.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's the extra mile. You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our square wrap was brought to you by the Armored Instrument Motor Company in Falls City, 307 West 15th Street, your Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Score tonight in the girls' game for the Strumming Jets. It goes like this. They're led by V.C. Rickson, who had 13 points for the Jets tonight. A dozen for Katie Bohol on three-pointers. Then at 6 each for Dakota Lubin and Grayson Dahlberg. 4 in the ball game for Ella Lafferty and 2 each for Lauren Arms and Danny Jensen. For the Irish tonight, the scoring column, they are led by Rachel Magdan with 17 points in the ball game. 13 tonight for Erickson Vonderschmidt. We have a dozen for Olivia Eichhoff in the ball game tonight. 8 points for Jessica Wurtenberger in the contest. 7 for Lauren Malone. 3 points for Macy Keller. 3 points for Jenny Gentry Lechtenberg. 2 for Emma Littrell. 5 points for Delaney Witt. 2 more for Jocelyn Overdeen for the Irish total of 72. The number 1 ranked Irish girls. Witt, 72-45 over 4th ranked in the preseason. Sterling Jets. Our square wrap up brought to you by Harbor's Motor Company in Falls City. They are selling new and pre-owned vehicles with certified technicians and a full-service body shop. Falls City. So the boys are out warming up. That's what's coming up next. Say Hart and Strode. We'll be back and bring you that one here. We'll be back in about 10 or 12 minutes with second game of our doubleheader on KTNC.